You're listening to The Mindful Experiment. Here's your host, Dr. Vic Manzo. Everyone, welcome back to another episode. Excited to have you here as we're going to dive into something that a lot of times you hear this where procrastination, right? And how it's, we procrastinate. We don't do what we know we're supposed to. We should all over ourselves, that is. And I'm going to share a little bit about why that is, get a little into some of the science, and then trusting yourself and what to do to how to not procrastinate so much and understand the essence of why it's there. Before I get into all of that, if you have not yet checked out our new online course, Unlock Your Greatness, it's 10 weeks of just awesomeness of the last 20 years of what I've been learning about life, spirituality, quantum physics, neuroscience, my own personal experiences with coaching clients that I've had for the last 6.5 years, all this stuff. Jam-packed into 10 weeks. And the flow goes as I give you content that we go over. We have reflections, guided meditations, specific breathworks may be there, experiments, and so much more. The truly, the whole purpose is to have you come back to remember how great you are, to come back to the power of what you truly are, how we messed up things in our life, taking responsibility for that, how to change that, how to heal, how to transform and transmute this energy, and then to really step into your power. If you want to learn more, check it out in our show notes. You get a special discount for being here listening to the Mindful Experiment podcast. So there's this little code there that you have to put in. You get a little bit of a savings there, and we won't be having that for too long. So make sure if you're interested, jump on board. I promise you, it is, so far the feedback has been amazing. People having aha moments where they've been stuck in a pattern and they're starting to, one, seeing their relationship change, one, seeing their business change, one, seeing their career change, one, seeing their health starting to change, just from some of the processes of what we share in the first half of the week of the program, I mean. So take a look, check it out. Also, join our Facebook group page. We are sharing content a little at a time. We're getting there. We're starting to build this up more and more. Love to have you be a part of it. Check it out. We'll be doing interviews soon again. We have some people that we've been talking with, and I think they'll be some great guests to interview, and we're going to be doing those live. They're going to be starting in August, so sometime in the middle, end of August. So we're just trying to build up the group a little bit before we start doing that. So join the group, chime in, and have fun. So let's talk about this. So have you ever in life, let me know if this has been you, where you start something new and you get so consistent with it for a while. You're just hammering away at it. And you're like, yeah, this is great. I've been doing it. It's a month. Here I go. And then you fall off track. Sound familiar? Or how about you had a vision? I like this one. But delay taking any steps to bring it to light, right? You know you want to do something. You're excited to do it. You're like, yes, 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 yes. But you let all these little things come in the way. And you're like, well, this is what happened. This was life. It pulled me away. And that's what happened to me with this course. My online course was supposed to be released in like January, February. But I had other things coming up and I was like, I can't do it. And then eventually it was May and I'm like, enough's enough. I have to release this course and I'm doing it. And so we did. So we're going to dive into something that I've heard before and I'm seeing it come back up into a lot of the self-help groups and so forth. And I was like, oh, this is a good topic to dive into. It's called the law of sustainability, all right? And how procrastination really isn't a flaw, but a feedback loop, okay, of your energy. I want you to understand that it's more of a feedback. It's understanding where you are and understanding the principles of all this, because when you understand the energetic roots of procrastination, this will help you then learn how to shift into more sustainable, aligned action. And this is where your power stands. This is where your essence is, okay? And this is where you can truly start to step into what I call your greatness in a sense like that. So let's talk a little bit about, where we look at what really is the law of sustainability and then what are things that we can get into. So basically, law of sustainability states that true success isn't about sprinting, but it's about aligning your energy in a way that allows you. The law of sustainability states that true success isn't about sprinting, but aligning your energy to allow you to maintain momentum over a period of time without burnout and resistance. So it's being able to, you know, you see a lot of things in the world today. Most people are burned out. Most people are exhausted. It's because of this factor here. And so when we force things, we get into burnout more and it exhausts our energy reserves and we lose our creativity. It puts our mind in a different state, all this different stuff. But what I like about the law of sustainability is it relates with other laws, universal laws that there is. And one is vibration. And I've shared this many times before. Vibration is when you can only experience in your life whatever you are vibrating at. That is it. The universe and the world is a reflection of your vibration. That's how you attract things to you. It's an inclusive universe. And so this relates to the vibration because everything is a vibration. Your actions, your thoughts, your emotions, all of that has a vibrational frequency. Now, when you're operating from a low vibration, like when you're stressed, you're overwhelmed, your fear, even your actions, they're going to be productive, may be productive. Most time they're not, but they'll be unsustainable. You won't be able to keep up with it. You're going to get more stressed with it. So the law of sustainability will teach that you must take action from a high vibrational state. This is more ease, clarity, joy. This is why I work with a lot of coaching clients, and I always tell them this when they're getting stressed or they're worried or they're like, they're getting upset with themselves. They haven't been doing what they believe they should be doing. And then they're like, I don't know what to do. I'm kind of like, I need to do something. And I'm like, no, you don't. No, 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 no. Take a step back. Let's do nothing. And they're like, no, 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 I can't do nothing. No, 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 no. You need to do nothing right now. Nothing is something. We need to get the energy cleared. If you're in a relationship and you're getting in an argument and you want to talk about it, and you're just so angry and you're just like, I'm going to get in this, right? Ever been there before? And you feel like you need to do that now, but you are just so intense. You can feel your heart rate pulsing. Your body's just like a rock right there. Yeah, do nothing. Do nothing. Diffuse that energy. Diffuse it down. That's the critical point of it, because the energy that you act from is way more important than the action itself. We all have been in arguments before. And when you let that diffuse and give space, it's a game changer. So this is how, when we look at the law of sustainability, how it truly does relate to the law of vibration in those kind of ways. Now, I want to go a little deeper though. So there's something called the law of coherence. Now, coherence means that you're just in alignment. I call it the alignment with your soul, but it's your heart, mind, and body, and spirit are all in harmony. It's all in alignment. It's a beautiful state. You find a lot of bliss here. Procrastination will arise when you're not in coherence. Okay, when you're not in alignment, maybe your mind's saying, hey, let's go. We got to do this. We got to do this right now. But your body's like, nope, 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 not here. Our emotions are going, that limbic system fires up and it's like, nope, nope, nope. Emotions are coming in and saying, not safe, not safe. You have a little bit of a war or a battle going on in the body. You got some incoherence going on. But sustainability success requires the energetic coherence, which relates to the law of vibration too. So you create this by pausing, tuning in, and aligning all aspects of your body before taking action. We call this in the course that I have, the Unlock Your Greatness, I call it the sacred pause and how powerful that is. And so you let yourself calm, because when you have coherence, then you have stability of motion. So the principle of that is you want to make sure that you're focusing there. Now, the third thing we're going to get into is going to be all about alignment. Now, I said that already, that when you're in alignment, it's like coherence here, but this goes a little deeper. This is where the basis of some of the stuff I teach in coaching is the alignment of your internal states, which is like your beliefs, your values, your desires must match your external actions. So a lot of times, I see this. This is an incoherence in a sense, but more of an incongruence. It's a misalignment where I see people will have these visions of what they want to create, but then I see what they're doing with their actions and it doesn't align. Like you want to be, I'm going to use this as an example. Might not be the best, but you want to be a millionaire, but you're just spending your money foolishly. Or you want to be in the greatest shape of your life and you have a vision for it. You're doing all the work. You're doing the affirmations. You're doing all those different things. Yet you're having ice cream, you have all the time, you're having high sugar diets all the time, you're not exercising at all, you're sitting down most days and watching, binging on Netflix and all that, and doing that over and over and over. The actions are just not aligning to what your vision is, your values are, your beliefs, and so forth. Okay, so we got to make sure these things all are in alignment And that's when we're really into coherence. That's when the vibration raise is the highest. That's when you can follow the law of sustainability. And from that, that's how you manifest things really, really well in a lot of ways. So, because here's the thing I want you to realize about alignment, because some people ask that, how do I know? Well, it's very simple. When you're in alignment, you're going to feel lighter and actions will just flow. You'll be inspired to take action. Okay, I want to really clarify that. It'll create sustainability because now you're in resonance. Now you're coming from a place of empowerment. This creates excitement. So what ends up happening with this, and when you really get into this, this is a magic state here, is you get actually excited to do the work that you're doing daily. Like the more you get into that, the more you love what you do. Like you can't get bored of it. And so this, because now you're starting to shine more of your authentic purpose, your authentic self, and the purpose of what you desire. And when we're tapping into that fire, you're going to be feeling great and you'll stay consistent. There is no such thing as burnout. There's no such thing as burnout. It does not exist. You're tapping into an infinite source of energy because you're feeding yourself. Yes, you still have to rest and do all those other things, of course, but you got to support the physical body. But when you're in alignment, sustainability isn't something you force. It's something that you live. It just becomes natural to you. And that's why I love how these three laws all are called into the law of sustainability. So it reminds us, the law of sustainability reminds us that progress isn't about forcing at all. I want you to understand that. Progress is not about force, but it's about flowing. It's about deeply connected to the universal laws of like vibration and coherence and alignment. It's really just when your energy is high and you come from a good high energy state or a high conscious state, your nervous system is regulated. Your actions are all in sync to your truth. You're hitting different centers of the brain that are more of a higher consciousness level. And from all that, you won't have burnout. You build momentum and that momentum just keeps you moving and moving and moving forward. And there's a lot of people that are very successful. If you look at how they live their life and what they do, and you're like, I don't know how they function. Like, how do they even sleep? Do they even sleep? Like, what do they do? I'm surprised they're still alive. But when you understand this, now you understand how they're still alive because they're feeding themselves all the time at every little thing they do. So what I want to get into a little bit here is, about understanding now, and you already kind of know this, but I'm just going to hammer these points really quick, is that procrastination isn't laziness. It's not that at all. It's just misalignment. It's a simple misalignment. You have energetic incoherences. The mind says go, nervous system says no, opposite ways around, body saying yes, mind saying no, it's not safe, yada, yada, yada. You got fear of failure, success, right? These hidden identity threats inside you. You're overwhelmed from mismanagement energy or unclear vision, right? So a lot of people are like, well, I think I want this and I don't know. And what I noticed is in the work I do, and I wrote a book on this called Decoding the Matrix, is sometimes you're doing things that you think is your vision and what you really care about, but it's really the matrix programmed your mind to make you think that way. And then all of a sudden you're living what's not a false truth, which means you think this is what you really want, but it isn't. Operating from shoulds instead of desires or resonance, right? Shoulding all over yourself. Catch yourself with that because it's not about what you think you should be doing. Because anytime you say, I should be doing this, that's your mind. And that's a program. That's a construct. What happens is you feel inspired to do it, right? You feel excited to share these things. I do this podcast for that reason alone. I'm at 542 now, I think, at episodes. People are like, why do you still do it? 7 years in. And I'm like, I love doing podcasting. I enjoy having conversations. I like sharing something that I think maybe the world would benefit from. If this podcast episode helps one person, then I did my job. I don't care about the millions of people. That's an ego trap of how I want to be number one in all podcasting and all this other stuff. Yeah, I mean, we're 1% podcast globally in the world, which is great. There's 3.6 plus million podcasts and we're ranked in the top 360,000. Hey, that's great. That's not the intention of this podcast. And so it's really just to help share. And I'm very passionate about it. And so that's why I still do this no matter what. I don't go, oh, I have to get a podcast out. I have to do this. If I don't feel like doing a podcast, I don't do it. And you can look at this year. I had a lot of times where that came up where I just didn't feel it. I didn't want to force something out. We didn't do a podcast. And we missed a few weeks this year, more than I probably have in a little bit, just because that's just where I'm at. And when I feel like I'm ready to share something and I'm in that law of coherence, right? And I have all these things going on and sustainability and so forth. Then I'm like, yeah, I'm excited. Let's do it. So here's something I want to share really quick with you on how to shift from procrastination to sustainability. You got to get your look at your energetic inventory. That's number one. Okay, that's critical. Where are you out of alignment? What do you truly want versus what you should do? Okay, what really matters to you, really? And look at a journal. You can journal this and just say, if I was acting from alignment, what would feel natural to be exciting to do next? What will create excitement? What will create enthusiasm? All right. That's the biggest key there. I can't tell you how important that is. I could do 10 podcasts about how important that is. You want to create safety in your nervous system first, because nervous system dictates everything. Your state of being of your nervous system is all things. And that's why I love being a chiropractor. I tell people all the time, if I thought there was a deeper healing state out there that you can benefit from, I'd be doing that. Because I love helping people on a healing side. I always say my coaching and stuff works on the mind and everything else. And then my chiropractic works on that nervous system in the body and the mind too. But it's one of those things, you know, breathing, grounding, creating coherent practices, connecting back to yourself and understanding that let the triggers come, because those are signs for you to allow to heal. And when they do come up, just take a pause, let them pass. They're going to pass like clouds. Emotions will change. Okay. Then we have to shift your identity, right? To self-image. Does your future self, you know, what are they doing? How are they talking? How are they acting in the current moment? Not what they do in the future. How do you see what they do in the future? How can you shift that now? You visualize that and embody your sustained self in that way. Pay more attention to the rhythm than the hustle. All right. Hustle burns you out. It exhausts you. It's forced energy. It's not great stuff. So you want to align actions with energy. Like I shared with you before, right? I could hammer a podcast out every week and I'll do it nonstop no matter what. But there's times, and I do this in other things too. Like I won't create a course just because I need to do a course, or I'm going to write a book just because I feel like I need to. I write when I feel like it. And so I use these high vibe energy window states to, and low vibe to, you know, for rest. So when I'm not feeling it, I rest. I do nothing. And I wait for my energy to come back. It's a natural pace. There's no burnout in a tree. There's no nature, you know, takes her time doing things. But look how powerful nature is. It's resilient. It's powerful. It's consistent. And it's amazing. We are the same thing. We come from nature. So it's understanding that you have to understand your flows when you have it and you don't. And when you can step more into that state, understand there's a rhythm to it. You'll be in states of flow. You'll have them. They'll come. Can't force this stuff. The ego says you have to be in flow all the time. That's how that works. And it'll be a game changer. Last one is aligning to micro commitments. This, you got to work with the brain on this. What feels good and what can you do that are little things that move you forward? Let's say you're not in a vibe state and you're feeling, I'm not really there. What is some little thing that I might be able to do? The most minute thing. You know, sometimes where I may not be feeling it to do, let's say a podcast or sometimes social media marketing. And I'll just be like, you know what can I do right now? And I'll be like, you know, I'm not going to create stuff, but how about if I just do some research to put some stuff together? So when I am in a flow state to create, man, I can hammer out a ton. And it works. It works for me. You know, it may not be as consistent as, you know, the gurus will tell you and all that stuff. But again, I'm honoring myself and knowing where my energy is and working with that. So again, remember, procrastination is not your enemy. It's a messenger. It's letting you know when you honor the law of sustainability, success becomes inevitable and enjoyable. All right. There's no burnout with this. You know, one of the things is what I want to encourage you is to slow down, act from coherence, not pressure. Enjoy, relax. And become more aware of how your body works. I really want you to get into that state because that's what's going to help you with this process. So one thing to leave with you is, I'm going to read this really quick because I wrote some questions out, is I want you to reflect on what's one area of your life where you've been forcing or avoiding. How can you take one aligned, sustainable step today, right? Well, that's what I want you to focus on here. It's just what's one thing you can move forward today that's aligned and you feel good with and you get excited with. I'll share this before we wrap up. Again, if you like what I'm sharing here, you got to join the Unlock Your Greatness program, the online course. I get so deep into all these elements and so much more. Why sustainability? Why you're not doing it? What's the root cause behind it? And then how to be more graceful in this process to grasp it and so much more. So check it out in the show notes. I got a special discount for you guys. It'll be coming to an end soon. So take advantage of it. It's a limited time. I want to thank you for tuning in. If you like this episode and the podcast, please subscribe, please like, please share all the things, share a review. It really helps the podcast to get our mission out of what we're doing and to continue the success of what we've been having. And we're so grateful for it really being honored that you're here taking time to listen to what I have to say today. So I appreciate you. Much love. and I'll talk to you on the next podcast.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.